True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for 10 Toes Down on this 10 Toes Down Thursday. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Sam, you had a short-term stand, but you look the best after our first 10 Toes Down. The segment was your idea. It was your baby. And then you come in, boom, we're going New England. They're going down. They're going down as a favorite. You're dealing with these arrows from Patriots fans coming at you for an entire week. And then you know what? You know what happened the other day? My buddy, Patriots fan, it's like, hey, Joe. I go, yeah. He goes, Sam was right about the Patriots. Like, he was all the way in. You were wrong. And then he's like, he's so out. He's so out, which is phenomenal. So great call by you. Me and Paul, I think, a couple of the guys, we did more long-term stuff. I think Gertz did as well, being out on the Rambly. But yeah, that was a great short-term call, and you nailed it. The things that you were in on all summer, Vikings beating the Bears, Raiders beating the Patriots, great calls.
Got lucky on Minnesota. To be down 17-6 and win that game, there's a lot of luck involved. Chicago was in control. The Patriots, I never felt like were in control. Geno took them right down the field with the Raiders, and then he was about to do it again. It was about to be 14-0, but then a ball got tipped and picked off, and like it just kind of got away from him in that first, second quarter. But then in the second half, it was all Raiders, and that was without Bowers, mind you. So I felt good about it. Now, do I have 11 toes? Is that how that works? Do I have 11 toes now? What's the scoring system?
You get a toe? I don't want an extra toe. You want an extra toe?
I mean, I'm not. I'd rather have 11 than 9.
Yeah, I did. I will say when they played the highlights from this segment this past week on social media, I was scrolling down X, and you know, you don't have to click on a video for it to start playing. The open for this segment started playing, and I was kind of grossed out because I'm scrolling down, and all I saw is a big foot.
It's pretty
disgusting.
Big. I think massive. To take us behind the curtain for a second before I get to my 10 toes down, apparently yeah. Gertz, who built the open, was telling us that there was a foot – or no, Gertz had another foot, and Paul said the foot was disgusting, right? Can we clean this up? Like, who saw the foot? Gertz dialing up feet right now?
Yeah, so
– what's the foot situation?
It's a favorite on Gertz's laptop.
I had the axe. The second foot photo. Like, I audibly went, ooh.
I need it.
When I watched the open. Yeah, I'll send it in the Ramley thread. But it was
who
not
do you think?
TV.
Ah! Oh,
ah! Come on.
Can we take the feet off the screen?
Yeah.
I hate those little curly toes. Those little curly ones at the end. That's disgusting.
The
you
end?
Got little curly toes.
Who found the gross one? Ben.
Gertz.
Oh, it was Gurch. Okay, I didn't know if there was somebody else that were searching for feet.
Great Gurch, work by him.
What was your search on that? What did you look up?
Toes in the sand is what I searched, and I got that.
He didn't search it. It was bookmarked.
Not the first time.
He just clicked into his bookmarks.
Not the first time. Toes in the sand.
I was told a long time ago, no free feet. We give you free feet once a week.
It's behind the paywall.
On Bet Sweats. All right. You want – here's where I'm at. The Patriots are going to lose again. They're going to lose week two. I'm putting 10 toes down that Drake May stinks and that Mike Vrabel cannot save this team this year. There's just no talent. Oh, they got Stephon Diggs. Ooh, he was good 5 years ago. 5 years ago, he was good. Can't stay on the field. Not a game breaker anymore. And that line is a problem. They think they can just put dinosaur arms, Will Campbell at left tackle, and that's going to fix. Like, they thought that was going to fix the entire team. You're going to bring in Mike Vrabel, and you're going to draft a guy who has, like, the arms of a third grader, and he's going to be able to handle all that pressure on Drake May's backside. They have injuries already in the secondary. They're down two bodies at corner. I like Mike Vrabel. I'll be very clear about this. And I think if he has the right roster, he can win. But this is not the right roster. And the problem is, all I hear about is how great the Patriots are at finding talent and developing talent. Go look at the Patriots drafts dating back to like 2020 and line up all those guys and see how many of them hit. It's a bad turn of events because they used to find guys, draft them, and develop them. But then Belichick started drafting the wrong guys, kind of around the N'Keal Harry draft. That's when it started to show up. And like Cole Strange in the first round. Cole Strange isn't even in the league anymore. He's like a practice squad player for the Browns. They've had a lot of bad picks. And when you whiff 3, 4, 5 years in a row, and then you whiff at quarterback potentially, a coach can't save that. So ideally, they have a 4 or 5 year plan with Vrabel. You draft the right guys and develop them. But this team sucked last year, and they suck again. Miami will beat New England on Sunday, 10 toes down.
10 toes down. Miami Dolphins outright. I like this because, like you, the theme to week one is similar but a bit different to week number two. And mine was on Sam Darnold last week. And so I'm considering, okay, like we typically like dogs. I'm thinking about sample size this week. We know what to expect over the course of time. We have a big enough sample size. We have a sample size on Justin Fields. We have a sample size on Mike Tomlin's defenses. And what we saw last week was not what anyone was expecting, and it was abnormal. And so I go back to sample size, and I'm thinking about Seattle at Pittsburgh. It's a point spread of 3. They're playing in Pittsburgh. So the market is saying that these two teams are not that different. Well, in Pittsburgh, I would certainly agree with that. I disagree with that. So when you look at the Steelers giving up 30-plus points, like Tomlin next week against the spread has a great, great record. I mentioned he's covered 10 of the last 11 instances. What are they going to do? Are they going to do this again? Now, during the final stretch last year, they gave up 30 multiple times. Keep in mind, they faced Burrow twice. They faced Saquon and the Eagles. They faced Lamar, and they faced Mahomes in the last 6 weeks. And the defense was not looking good. Things kind of fell apart. Before that, they gave up 30 points once all year. Now they actually have a quarterback. I'm not saying top 10. I'm not saying Rodgers is there. He looks strong in week number one. But they actually have a professional quarterback here. And so that's where I'm going. I'm backing Tomlin. I'm backing that Steelers defense bouncing back this time against Sam Darnold. It's not going to look like last week. You know, people are looking at what Darnold did last week. Okay. Yeah, he threw for 150 against San Francisco. They scored, what, like 13 points? 10 toes down. The Seattle Seahawks, with a win total of about 20.5, will not score more than 10 points at Pittsburgh. That's what I'm expecting. It's going to be way different when they go back home, and that is going to be quite the atmosphere. The Seahawks not scoring more than 10. I'm cutting the point total in half for them. All right, Paul Aspen, 10 toes down. What you got?
All right. You guys are correlating to last week. I'm making a left turn, and we are going with the game of the week, the sexy Cinderella of the week, the Bulls, the South Florida Bulls. Guys, I've got the script. We've seen this before. They do this against good teams. Now, they finally got through and beat one last week against Florida, but we've seen them do this against Alabama before, twice in the Saban era and the DeBoer era. We've seen them do it against Miami last year. This is what's going to go down on Saturday. We're going South Florida first half plus 9.5. Miami second half minus 7.5 plus 276. They hang around for a half, and then the wheels come off in the second half. Part of it is them getting beat up by Boise State, a playoff team last year, which is pretty much the same team aside from Genty. Part of this is playing against Florida, a tough SEC team, and getting beat up. Look, they got over 20 seniors, teams that have been through those games, those Alabama games I talked about, the Miami game last year I talked about, like this Florida game, you know, it's finally come to fruition. These are the same guys for the last couple years on this South Florida team, same coach, Alex Golish. Nice little story, and they hang around for a half, and then whether it's adrenaline or the physical side takes its toll, or they're just outclassed against Miami. And look, they got to the mountaintop last week, but they hang around for the first half, plus 9.5, and Miami runs away in the second half, minus 7.5. That is plus 276.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo. Okay, Paul Aspen, South Florida, first half, Miami in the second half. Let's go to Jake Hassan. Jake has disgusting feet. Jake, what are your 10 toes down?
All right, man. Put your feet on camera. You want to play this game? You play this game? You guys weren't here
That's
for the
bad
Paul
idea.
Aspen talking himself into the South Florida plus 9.5. Then, could do Miami minus 3.5 third quarter and minus 3.5 fourth quarter. That was an experience.
5-1, by the way.
I love that. You want to see my feet?
Right there.
No.
Take
the toes. You got a hole.
It's a chicken. That's not a hole. There's no hole. Okay. What are you talking about?
I saw a white spot. What is that spot?
It's like a hole.
It's not a hole. You're a hole.
Speaking behind the paywall. My 10 toes down is I'm Bills alts. Like, I think minus 6.5 is disrespectful. Like, give me the minus 9.5 at MGM plus 140. Give me the minus 13.5 plus 240. I think they're going to wreck the Jets. Everyone's all excited after the Jets played the close game against Pittsburgh. Buffalo plays the close game against Baltimore. I think they just smash Justin Fields' teeth in, and I just think they run away with this game early and never look back. Toes.
All right. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I liked it when it went down to 6.5. All right, this is what we've been waiting for. And we've been teased like since Monday. Gertz is like, I think I have my 10 toes down. I'm ready to go. He wanted it to be Thursday on Monday after our first NFL Sunday slate. Gertz, you have the floor. What is your 10 toes down for week number two?
All right, guys, for 10 toes down for me this week, I'm going to go to college football and my alma mater with the Indiana Hoosiers. And I am 10 toes down that the Indiana Hoosiers will not win one game in the conference schedule, going 0-for in the Big Ten, 0-9 in the Big Ten. This defense has been absolutely horrible. When you look at the box score, yes, Indiana won. They won really big, but this defense is a problem. This defensive line is a problem. They've faced mobile quarterbacks in each game so far this year, and they have just been gashed by mobile quarterbacks, giving up huge plays on the ground. 0-9, Indiana out, 10 toes down.
Okay, quick follow-up.
No wins.
Quick follow-up. Their adjusted win total right now is 8.5.
Holy
eight
cow.
And a half. Gertz, I think you need to make something. You need to make something happen here under 8.5 at BetMGM.
What's the number?
Eight and a half. -110. 8.5 wins on the year.
I didn't hear the minus 110.
Yeah, it was about even.
Can you do college alts?
Gertz wants under 4.5.
So yeah, are they going to go?
They're 2-0, so right? Gertz is, right now?
Gertz is saying they're going to beat Indiana State this week. They go 3-0, and then they lose every game after Saturday.
Yes. That's amazing.
Oh, okay. Man. The sports books are saying you are so wrong. It's so
maybe, funny. Maybe I'm only 5 toes down on this. 5 toes down.
Gertz has to, Gertz has to lose a toe every time Indiana wins a game going forward.
So what you could have done is just say 10 toes down under 8.5 wins, but you had to say they're not going to win a single conference game. I mean, that is 20 toes down.
And he had this
under the win total is not what I'm saying. I'm saying 0 wins in the Big Ten.
I heard you, buddy. I love the hell out of it, too.
Paul makes a great point. He's been stewing on this since Monday. Like, Gertz has been sitting there since Monday ready to just...
Wait, I could rethink this.
I've been stewing on this since the first half of the game last week against Kennesaw State. That's how
they won 56-9.
Exactly. It should have been 56-0.
9 points.
Defense is a problem because they gave up 9 points to Kennesaw State.
Yep.
And
a touchdown and a missed 2-point conversion or a missed field goal. Three field goals. Bad. They didn't get in the end zone.
Well, they kept driving. They kept driving these long drives. Okay, good stuff. Chris Andrews, we'll go to the South Point next on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.